Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there is more than one way to train, eat, and live. I'm your host, Jimmy Kim, and thank you so much for tuning in today. If this is your first time checking out the show, hello and welcome. If you're a regular listener, thanks so much for tuning in again for another week. I want to thank everyone that did the 30-minute free, no-strings-attached coaching call with me. So far, I've had so much fun, and I've spoken to so many of you. Thanks for sharing your stories, and I hope that you've all started your action steps towards your fitness goal. I have a few more people that I have scheduled in August, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you as well to help map out your strategy to get to your goals the best way, which happens to be your way. There has been one common theme that keeps coming up over and over and over again when I do these calls, which is on motivation. More specifically, how to stay motivated, or what to do when I lose my motivation. And this happens to everyone, including myself. And tell me if this sounds like you. So you get into the groove of working out, eating right, and you feel so good, but then boom, life happens. You get sick, or you start a new job, or it could just be something small, like you just missed a few days of training, and then that's it. You can't get back into the rhythm, you stop training, you stop eating right, and you feel so crappy about yourself. It happens to me, and one thing that stops me from going back is I spend so much time trying to get back to that same pattern of eating and training that I actually just waste so much time doing this. I sit down, I look over my calendar, I put down all the days that I'm gonna train, I write this extensive meal plan and all the things I'm gonna eat and cook. And I spend so much time planning exactly what I'm going to do and when I'm going to eat. And then when it doesn't work, I'm so hard on myself. When what worked for me before was I was just going and doing it. Well, I wasn't even thinking about it. Nothing was really planned. It tells me that I forget the real reason why I train and eat the way I do in the first place. And the real reason why I train is because I love it. I really do. I love hitting the weight room. I love running outdoors. I love the competitiveness when I grapple or when I box. Heck, I even love green smoothies because they taste so good to me. As soon as I forget that and make training and eating a chore or something that I have to do, and that's something that I make myself go do, that's when everything goes downhill. This is what I decided to do. I've heard so many people, I've spoken to so many people in July, and I've heard from my own Facebook community that staying motivated has been a struggle for them. So starting in September, I'm going to do a 5-day Stay Motivated to Be Your Best challenge. And I'll be doing this exclusively on my Facebook private group, which you can find on bit.ly/remixmyfitness. And the reason why we're going to do this in September, because it's August. Let's have some fun. It's summertime. Here in Toronto, our summers are very short. So this is our last month of really good weather, warm weather before the cold comes in. August is the time when we vacation, when most people vacation. We want to have a good time. So let's have a good time this month, you and me. And in September, let's get back into it. The way that we're going to do this is I'm going to help you. So visit bit.ly/remixmyfitness. Join our small but mighty community and keep up to date with the motivational challenge that's coming up. In the 5-day Stay Motivated to Be Your Best challenge, I'll be going over my top tips on how I stay motivated, quickie workouts to keep me in the rhythm, and my no meal planner strategy, where I go over the staple things that I keep in my fridge all the time, that when I'm in a pinch and I don't have time or I don't feel inspired to cook or make something, it's something that's fast, that tastes good, and is healthy. So again, head on over to bit.ly/remixmyfitness. Join our community. I'm there also answering questions and providing exclusive content for this group. So speaking of motivation, let's talk about Dave Stewart. Dave Stewart, who over the last 9 weeks has been doing the 12-week online coaching course with me. Dave is 43 years young and is from Portland, Oregon. Last week, I had him start learning how to be comfortable with the handstand. So this was a fun challenge to help break up the routine and learn something cool. So let's check in with Dave. And we actually start the show with me sharing the results of the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz. This quiz I launched 2 weeks ago, and you can find it on the Remix on our site, remixmyfitness.com. So let's see if I can keep my perfect track record on the podcast and see if the quiz gets it right. So let me see if I can get 3 out of 3. Remember Sammy and Luke, who was on the previous podcast, they both did it, and they said the quiz got it right for them. So let's see if I can get it right for Dave here. So if you want to do the quiz yourself, go and check out remixmyfitness.com. So let's hear from Dave. So Dave, good morning, man. How are you doing?
Good.
You're doing good. I love this, like, good. Like, straight
yeah,
up.
Really, really, really good. No, yeah. It's, I've got a little bit of soreness. I'm just realizing in my shoulders, I think, I guess it's from the, from throwing punches, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, we'll get into that. So Dave, this week I introduced and I put out the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz. I don't know if you heard about that or not, but
yeah.
So the quiz is this something that I use, and we've actually, when I screen people that I train with, so to kind of see what style of activities they would prefer doing. Right. So it's a little fun questionnaire. Actually, I did this with you. I didn't have it in this specific format, but I actually asked you like very similar questions before we started training together. It's just now I've put it together in a ebook format. So
yeah.
People that are listening, you can go to remixmyfitness.com and you can download the book for free, and you can see what pretty much it's like a fitness personality quiz. And why this is useful is I think people get really stuck to think that the only way that they can get to their fitness goal is by doing that one thing, right? Whether that one thing is like, okay, if I just go to yoga all the time, I'm going to get a great body. Or if I go to the gym and I do my squats and my push-ups and my planks, that's what's going to put it together for me. But what I have found is that that's actually not the case. There are many of you out there, I'm sure, that just hate traditional exercise, but you think that's the only way to get to your goal. So by doing the fitness DNA quiz, I'm hoping that you'll kind of see that there are other options out there for you. You got to find something that you actually will enjoy doing, which will be a key to your success. Mm-hmm. I say this all the time. I think traditional exercise like squats, push-ups, planks, going to the gym and lifting, doing some sort of resistance training is the most efficient, cost-effective, and time-saving way to do it. But if you hate doing it and you just dread it and you hate your life whenever you got to go do it or you make excuses, then that's probably not the type of activity that you should be doing. So there are 9 questions. They're all multiple choice. You can only choose one out of all of them, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
And then I'll keep track of all your answers, and then I'll tell you what the results are. And I want you to tell me honestly at the end of it whether or not that sounds like you or that doesn't sound like you, right?
Okay.
Cool. Ready?
Yep.
I'm gonna put you back in high school again here.
Yeah, I know.
Multiple choice.
Damn.
So Dave just did the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz with me. He answered all 9 questions, and after all 9 questions, I tallied up the results for him, and let's check out what it had to say about him. Dave, you wanna hear the results?
Yeah. Well, I get this quick. This is awesome.
You get it quick, Dave. I went through my special computer, and
nice.
I got the results here. So if you're ready, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So Dave, you are typically you were what I would classify the loner. Okay, so you're someone that prefers working out by themselves, by themselves rather than with a group of people. So activities such as running, strength training, yoga, cycling, those are the typical exercises that you would prefer doing. Even I would even categorize like even meditation Like the workout for your mind is something that you would like doing. So,
Mm-hmm.
would you say, what do you say? What do you say about that? Am I
Yeah.
off? Am I off or am I on?
No, I think it's on. Yeah, I mean, I pretty much, yeah, I like to put in the headphones and I'm in my own world for sure. And the yoga, yeah, or the meditation, yeah, I've never really done much of that, but I think I probably would enjoy it.
So you're someone that prefers doing their own thing, right? Like
Yeah.
I wouldn't find you in like some sort of spin class or
No.
some
I
sort of
mean,
like
I could
dance part.
do it, but it would be kind of, I don't know. It wouldn't be the best. It wouldn't be the most. I mean, that's something I'm pretty. I could enjoy anything. I think it would be all right, but to do it regularly, that would be tough, probably.
Well, and that was it, Dave. Like, I mean, I that was that's the quiz, and that's we went through it. How long do you think that took us? Like 2 minutes, 3 minutes to do?
Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah, and if you actually if you flip over to the section where it is the loner, I give ideas on how to on how
Oh,
like
okay.
I give ideas on the types of things that would probably suit you the best, right? So
Oh, I
they're like
gotcha, yeah.
maybe the standard stuff, and I have in each section I have these things called how can I remix it? If you're already doing like running, strength training and yoga, what are some other things that I might actually enjoy doing, kind of thinking outside the box of it.
Yep.
And I encourage you, and I encourage all the listeners who go and download the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz to look through the other things as well. Look through the other categories, just because you may have pegged yourself as or it, the quiz has put you into the category of the loner. It doesn't mean that the other things won't interest you. You might see something as you go through the categories. So the categories are sorry, to go through the categories, you might see activities like, hey, I would actually enjoy doing that. Like the whole purpose of this is to not just place you in a category and say, okay, that's you and that's all you're gonna do, because you're allowed to change. Life changes, so why can't you? Maybe right now you're the loner, Dave, and then maybe next year or 2 years from now you're kind of maybe bored of just working out by yourself. This week I had you do some different stuff, right? I had you practicing some handstand, beginner handstand movements. How did that go?
It went it was good, but I ended up kind of yet another thing in the weekly fitness routine. I kind of strained a muscle in my arm shoulder, so I ended up, it was like the I couldn't move my arm back past my head. So yeah, that was like, I think that was either on the first day or second day of doing the handstand stuff, and I think it might have been day two.
And what do you remember, like what the move was that aggravated you? Because I gave you some
No,
I gave you some
because
basics.
it came back later, like it didn't happen right away. I think it was like a later thing.
And how much time are you spending on doing like the handstand stuff?
The handstand, how much was that? It was pretty short. Yeah, I mean, it was only like, it was less than 20 minutes.
Oh, lesson. That's pretty long, actually.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you were excited to get going on it. So maybe the first couple times you're doing it pretty long, but generally, like, try to stick with maybe no more than 15 minutes.
Okay.
And now that you have some handles on this, I'm gonna give you some other. You're gonna see some other progressions. Just try to make sure you don't do it too long, because as you may have noticed, these are very joint strenuous exercises, right? These are joint strenuous like movements here. So you don't want to spend too long on it. Like how are your wrists and other things with
They're
elbows?
good. They're good now. They were definitely sore the first day. Yeah, so but yeah, right now, I mean, I've taken a little break from doing that, the exercises, but yeah, they're feeling good now.
Because that's another thing as well, right? Like, because you're going to be on your hands, and because your hands are flexed back like that, right? And you're putting weight on it. It's no different than like trying to do the splits, right? You can use it's not like you're going to split your legs apart like right away and try to hold that for the next, 20 minutes or so, right? It's your wrists are the same way. They can only from I would say the majority of people that I meet, they can't bring their fingers all the way to their forearms, right? Can you?
Fingers to my four. No,
right? The back, the,
no,
yeah, you're,
no,
yeah.
Not even close, no.
So to that, I would equate to almost like doing, being able to do the splits, right? To have
yep.
that kind of have that flexibility, that mobility to do it. So the biggest mistake that I noticed with people who are trying to learn how to do handstands is they spend too long on their hands trying to do the handstands and handstand drills. And then they wake up the next morning or that week and their wrists and their elbows and their shoulders are just, they're hurting them, not in that kind of good, like, oh, I had a good workout kind of way, but in that like terrible, like this feels awful kind of way. So,
yeah.
I had the fortunate chance of one of my coaches, she did a handstand workshop for my team, my team of people that I train with. We did that for 4 weeks. So a lot of the moves that you see and a lot of moves that are taught online, she was also teaching as well.
Huh.
And we spent a lot of time doing like wrist flexibility drills.
Yeah.
Or sorry, wrist mobility drills. And how far have you gone in the progression of the handstand? Do you feel at least a little bit more comfortable with it?
You know, I did the thing, like against the wall.
Yeah.
And that was a great little tip, you know, a little trick to get up, because that's always the thing. How do you, I know I can get up and stand on my hands, but I was always worried about falling over. So that's one way that gets you up. And then the other thing is just knowing how vertical I am and that stuff. So, yeah, I kind of got to that point pretty much. I think, I did the wall thing just to get up. And then that next day I was pretty sore.
Yeah.
So I really didn't get very far. I didn't feel like, I mean, normally in a week I'm going to do my exercises as much as possible. And then I'm kind of remixing over to something new the next week. So it's happening quick.
Yeah.
So it feels like this one, I really just touched the surface.
And that's why actually I didn't have you actually doing like handstand drills. I'm glad you went and you tried and you kind of saw, you got to see where you are with it. But I was actually going to get you to see how you do with the handstands this week. So, but good on you for doing it.
Yep.
Though. You know,
yeah.
at least knowing. And then on top of that, because you were doing such, you're doing such a joint heavy movement, I actually kind of broke up your week and I gave you something else to do. Could you explain what I gave you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. The kickboxing, not drill. It was like a 35 minute workout.
Yeah. So I sent you a little video on, it was a cardio kickboxing, exercises. And, how did you find that? Have you ever do like kickboxing before? You ever do any kind of boxing before?
Nope. No, it was great, man. I thought I pretty much, and that's where the video we talked about before, like the GIFs versus the video. And that one, I mean, the video was awesome. It just, I followed along as fast as I could, keeping up with them.
But, you're going to find, yeah. I think I explained that with videos, you can't expect, and it's like going to a class like this for the first time, you can't expect to be able to do it, 100%. You can't follow
right.
it along 100%. But what's great about the video is if you watch it, another time and the time after that, you start to get you'll start to memorize the movement patterns,
oh, yeah.
right? And then
For
then
sure.
you can really focus on,
yep,
on the technique and
yeah,
just like making it a workout. And then once you stop feeling like you're getting a sweat or once it starts to get boring, then you move on to the next video, right?
Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, I followed. I worked up a sweat. It was hopping around doing my punches and it was fun. It was a good, definitely a nice little different mix.
Remix, you mean, Dave, right?
Yeah, remix, exactly.
Sorry, I had to throw that in there somewhere. So there's that. Let me ask you, you're a really active guy and you strike me as like a man's man, outdoorsman, and you're kind of like a very no-nonsense kind of guy. Why? I was actually kind of surprised to hear that you never did like anything
yep.
like this, like any kind of self-defense, kickboxing, martial
right.
arts, What's the reason for that, if you don't mind sharing?
Yeah, I never was really just, I never got into it. I mean, I always think back on, like, I guess I always equated it to fighting, like, you know, doing the stuff, you know, this is totally different, but I always kind of like the fighting thing was something I was kind of always never into, kind of scared, you know, in school. I mean, there was, you hear these stories about people that were like, you know, used to get in fights, and I guess I got into a couple little things, but yeah, it just always freaked me out. And, you know, I love this story because my dad was kind of back in the old school days, and he was probably really the man's man sort of thing. You know, and I used to hear his stories about getting in brawls and bars and all this stuff. And it just was never me. You know, I was more of a lover, right? So I was, yeah, I think that's part of it. I just always equated kickboxing and all that stuff or whatever, boxing, to just fighting. And when I got out there and did it as an actual exercise, it was great because, I mean, I felt good. I was kind of, you know, the hopping around. And I've watched boxing. I mean, I don't watch sports really anymore, but I've watched tons of boxing matches. I know all about boxing, and not kickboxing as much, but I know, I watch people jabbing and all that stuff. So it was fun to actually sit there and, you know, kind of do my bouncing and do my jabbing and uppercut. And the kicking was really bad. Like, my kick, you know, I mean, I pretty much didn't want to pull a muscle, but I felt good about the boxing.
Right. And I really loved your post on in our Facebook community group. And I think a lot of people loved it, man. Like, it was I get so many look at the comments. There's so many comments about it, because you actually posted the video of doing the kickboxing. Like, how did you do that? Because you set up a camera, and then were you following along something, or were you just kind of
remembering? How did I do it? That's right. That's a good question. I'm trying to think now, because yeah, I videoed it. So, man, I guess I just did it. I looked, watched the video, and then I memorized it, and then right. Did, yeah, I think I just followed right, just like you said. Jab, you know, uppercut.
Right.
And I, yep. Okay. So I think I did that. I watched the guy, and then I just videoed myself on my phone.
Yeah, very cool. Because your post was, I think I found my calling. I can't believe I waited 43 years to do this. So
exactly.
When I saw that, I was like, oh man, I'll be honest with you, I didn't even ask you. I was thinking, I want to give Dave a workout. I want to give him like a new series of things to do. But man, it's just like, he's on his hands and his elbows and shoulders. If I get him to do more push-ups and things like that, that's going to just, I could see like an injury coming. So yep. why don't I break things up and give him a not so joint bearing movement and.
Yep.
See how you do. I ended up just throwing that at you. We didn't even discuss it, and you were such a gamer that you just took it and ran with it. Like, the focus last week was just getting comfortable with it. So we did, I exposed you to the different styles of handstands that we did, the postures, the warm-ups, and some startup exercises. So we did the shoulder stretch drills, the bracing drills, the wrist stretch drills, and now we did the pike stands, the donkey kicks, the planks, and the mm-hmm. hollow body, right? Those were the staple movements that I wanted you to do. So we're going to start to see other staple movements as well.
Okay. Oh, I see. We'll have like a little bit of the handstand, and also in the week we'll have a little bit of kickboxing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't have to do the handstands every day.
No, I mean, if you can, like, the frequency of doing the handstands will be the key to your success.
Right? Okay.
But that being said, let's say you do it 2 days in a row, and then on the third day you're just like, man, I'm not sure about it. Don't do it, right?
Yep.
Don't do it. The moment you're like, I'm not sure about it, then that's not a good day to do it on. Okay, Dave. So this for the next week we have recapped here. So we're gonna do more handstand progressions. You're going to let me know how the kickboxing and things go. And just give me an update. If it's just you need a break from all that stuff, like, let me know. And I'll try to break up and remix your week as well.
Yeah, well, I feel like I want to just do the kickboxing mm-hmm. and just get that nailed in. And I feel like the handstand, I do want to keep doing it, like I said, and get it. But it feels like I did that little kickboxing, and I've kind of got the, you know that. Yeah,
I know you got the urge for it, but I mean, I'm glad the kickboxing was great. I wanna be able to stick to something. We have only a few more weeks together.
Yeah,
and if we can make some headway on the handstands,
that's right. If I can be, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we'll be a little bit diligent with it, and
yep.
Like, you might not be able to do kickboxing every single day because that's right now 37 minutes of your time, right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
On
That's
days
true.
when you're like, oh man, I can't get anything in, like, you do a really good job of just getting out of your car, going to a park, and just doing your thing. So you can do the same thing. Go to a park, find like a nice sturdy tree, you know, and plant your feet on that, and, you know, bust out your pink yoga mat, which you're telling me you have, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's great. I love the pink. I'm a big fan of, I just had a comment, you know, my, well, you can look at my, one of the, when you post on your site, the you posted the picture of me in my pink spandex. And the great thing about that is that I have this other website, you know, that I occasionally get comments on, and I wrote that article about, but for me, it was breaking out of my shell. And I got this comment the other day, and that article was published like 3 years ago, but this guy said, you know, thank me for the article. And my basic spin on that article was that, you know, I never wear pink spandex. It was weird for me to wear them. But this guy came back and said, you know what? I love pink spandex. I wear them all the time. You know, it's my favorite, you know, like my favorite. We had this whole conversation about how he loves the pink spandex, and it's totally different. It's not him breaking out of the shell. It's just his style.
Yeah.
And you know and it's pretty cool.
And Dave, that, it's funny that that's one of my favorite blog articles that you wrote. And that's actually on your other site. That's on campingstovecookouts.com, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So if you're in need of a camping stove, and you know, and you're not sure which one to get, you could head on over to that site, campingstovecookouts.com. And
well, and if you want to find, I think you could just Google pink spandex. I think just pink spandex pants, and it'll come up.
Don't just Google pink spandex. You never know what might come up. So I don't want to get in trouble for that, Dave. So we'll help with this. I'll make it easy. I'll put it into the show notes. So if you go to Remix My Fitness,
I just found it. It's just hiking in pink spandex. That was the whole thing, because the whole thing was I hiked one of the busiest trails around our area. And the take home message was, at least for me, that I was surprised how many people thought it was really weird. Yeah. So I guess, is that weird in your area? Like, if some guy's wearing pink spandex?
It's Toronto. I mean, people are doing crazy stuff all the time.
It's just normal.
I don't know. It wouldn't be normal, but I'd be like, man, that guy loves pink. That's what I would think. But man, I don't know how it is in where you are in Portland, but man, I see some crazy stuff. Like, such a culture diversity here. You know, in Toronto.
Well, and one of our thing in Portland is, one of our quotes is, you know, keep Oregon or keep Portland weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a bumper sticker you see on a lot of people, because I think people feel like we're kind of weird here. But my favorite quote, and I have at the top of that post, is, "Do one thing every day that scares you." Eleanor Roosevelt. That's one of my favorite quotes.
Okay, so to all the listeners out there, do one thing that scares you. Nothing dangerous.
No. I mean, it could be just like wearing pink spandex on a trail.
Yeah, do that, yeah. and then message Dave about it.
Perfect.
Okay. Sound good, Dave? We good?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So lots of work ahead of us, man. This is I know I keep hammering it home, but a couple weeks left. This is game time now, right? So by the end of this, we want to at least get very comfortable doing the handstand, which we have lots of time to do that. And B, we have that time-based challenge to do as well, right? Yep. So I don't know if you've forgotten about that, but I know we've gotten away from doing like the standard traditional exercises, but I'll guarantee you by you doing the kickboxing, by you taking the time to do some of the handstand stuff, you will improve, and we'll come back to that. We'll come back to the other stuff soon as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Dave. You have an awesome week, and I'll chat with you soon.
All right. We'll see you then.
Okay. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. Don't forget to visit remixmyfitness.com. Check out the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz. Do the quiz and find out what your fitness personality type is. See what's going to work out for you. At the very least, you'll get some ideas on some activities that will help you get to your goals, not just the best way, but what I think is the most fun way to do it, right? Because the more you do something, the better that you're going to get, and the more results that you'll see out of it. That's it for me this week. I hope you go out there, set some goals, challenge yourself, but most of all, have some fun. Until next time, peace.